to A Week of It from KC News for Coast Access Radio. Council's operational expenditure remains among the lowest. A new report released by the Department of Internal Affairs last week shows Kapiti Coast District Council's operating expenditure is among the lowest in the country. Councils across the motu have had their performance benchmarked against their peers as part of the government's drive to implement a council performance measurement framework. Kapiti Council Acting Chief Executive Sean Mallon says people want to know where their rates go and how their council stacks up against other councils of a similar size. He says council are committed to being open and transparent about their financial and operational performance with the community. He says Kapiti is growing and our population is expected to grow by 22,000 people by 2051, and this council is committed to ensuring we grow well. He says we know we have some work to do to reduce our debt and improve our total net debt to revenue ratio, and we have a solid financial strategy in place to help us achieve this. Tree Space Kapiti plant tiny urban forest. Tree Space Kapiti has successfully planted a tiny urban forest in Waikanae thanks to strong community backing, local know-how, and considerable support from Kapiti Coast District Council. The 100 square metre plot, planted using the high-density Miyawaki method, will rapidly grow into a self-sustaining native forest, offering significant environmental benefits. Tree Space Kapiti planted 33 species of trees, shrubs and ferns indigenous to the area, and there were 400 plants covering an area 40 by 10 metres. This means the plants are around 30 centimetres apart, which is much closer than normal. They grow much faster and absorb more carbon dioxide than normal forests. Benefits of the project include absorbing up to 30 to 40 times more carbon than conventional plantings, boosting biodiversity, improving air and soil quality, and reaching maturity up to 10 times faster than traditional forests. Spokesperson Jeff Scrass says the 18-month project showcases what's possible when communities reimagine small spaces. He says this forest isn't just about trees, it's about collaboration and local climate action, and says the group hope this becomes a model for future community greening. Kapiti Grey Power wins National Award for Popular Process. Kapiti Coast Grey Power received an award at the recent New Zealand Grey Power AGM in recognition of their popular age-friendly business initiative, which has taken off across central New Zealand districts, especially in Kapiti and Hastings. NZGP President Gail Chambers says it's great to see that Kapiti has taken this initiative to ensure older people's needs are acknowledged when shopping. Age-friendly business signs appearing outside Kapiti businesses indicate that the enterprise involved offers a welcoming environment. The shop requirements are relatively basic but sensible and desirable. Kapiti Grey Power President Roger Booth explains how it took a lot of door-knocking initially to outline in person how the program works and for businesses to be provided the opportunity to sign up and commit. He says for most businesses, compliance was relatively straightforward, but a surprising number of businesses don't have a seat for a waiting customer. Mr. Booth says 24 diverse Kapiti businesses have already signed up and are actively promoting the initiative, with applications from 12 others being processed and many more are seriously considering joining the initiative. A record number of candidates line up for Kapiti elections. 87 candidates are standing for Kapiti Coast Council positions at this year's local government elections. In addition, there are two Kapiti candidates standing for election to the Greater Wellington Regional Council. Council election staff have actively promoted participation, with the final total well in excess of the 64 who stood in 2022. Six candidates have put their hand up for the mayoral race, that's including incumbent Mayor Janet Hallborough. Challengers include Rob McCann, who finished a close second at the last election, and Martin Halliday, who also stood for the mayoralty in 2022. Newcomer to the mayoral race is current district-wide ward councillor Liz Coe, who topped the poll last election. Dean Harris is standing under the We Love Kapiti banner in his first challenge, and another newcomer to the challenge is Kim Hobson from Parapara Umu. Mr. Hobson and Ms. Holborough are the only two standing for mayor only, with the other four candidates also standing for a ward position. For the first time, Kapiti Council will have a Māori ward councillor, and that race has drawn an impressive field of six candidates. The Greater Wellington Regional Council is a two-runner contest, with current Greater Wellington councillor Penny Gaylor being challenged by Sam Ferguson, who is currently elected to the Horizons Regional Council, but is now back residing in Kapiti. Two current councillors are stepping down, Kathy Spires and Sophie Hanford. Every seat is being contested, and there has been very high interest in the community board positions. Horowhenua adopts water services delivery plan. Horowhenua District Council has this week unanimously adopted a water services delivery plan, setting out how water services will be delivered in the future. The plan is the first product of the partnership between Horowhenua District Council, Palmerston North City Council and Rangatikei District Council, which was formed to comply with the government's local water done well policy. The plan outlines how the three councils will work together to deliver drinking water, wastewater and stormwater services in a way that meets regulatory standards, supports growth and is financially sustainable. One of the key principles of the plan is that water revenues, for example from rates, will be spent on water services and not diverted into other council spending. HDC Chief Executive Monique Davidson says adopting this plan is an important step towards delivering safer, better, cheaper water services. While Horowhenua District Council has voted to adopt the water services delivery plan, it still needs to be approved by the other two councils. Palmerston North City Council will put it to a vote on the 13th of August, and the Rangatikei District Council will do the same the following day. That's it for another week. From the team at A Week of It and KC News, be safe, be happy and be kind. For more on these stories and many others, you can head online to www.kcnews.co.nz, the locally owned and operated online newspaper for the Kapiti Coast and Horowhenua.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the Access Media website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.